Hello, I'm Mark Sasso from the band Elliot Brood, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
To the place where everybody knows your name. That's because there's only 15 of you, and I can remember 15 names. It is Tell a Band to Go Home here on UMFM, and I sound sick, but I feel fine. I don't know what's going on. I was fine a minute ago, and then I don't know, got all choked up, I guess. But we will soldier on. With some great music today. We kicked it off with something brand new from Elliot Brood. Of course they would record a rockin' version of the Cheers theme song. Why wouldn't they? That came out on the Bandcamp the other day. It was another Bandcamp day this week. And of course, I think I got a little carried away once again on the Bandcamp. But you know what? Somebody's got to keep the music industry going. Might as well be me. So I will play some of my Bandcamp haul for you to kind of make me feel better for spending so much money on Bandcamp downloads. And speaking of Elliot Brood, Casey, it turns out, Casey Laforêt, or if you're not French-Canadian, Casey the Forest, has been recording some stuff on his own, actually. And I found some cool covers that he did on his own little Bandcamp page. And I'll play a couple of those for you right now. See if you can spot these ones. And then we'll get into some other cool covers that I found or bought on Bandcamp Day as well. But we'll kick it off with this one right here by the great Iris DeMent.
she really love a party. Get some friends together, feeling fine. Well, any friend of mine is worth his habit. A belly full of baby's bluebird wine. And it's all right now, I just sit my
Hey, this is your old pal Dave Alvin, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Said Abraham, kill me a son. And Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, yeah, you better run. Abe said, well, you want this killing done? And God said, out on highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose, and the welfare department wouldn't give him no clothes, so he asked poor Howard, where can I go? And Howard said, there's only one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I gotta run. Well, old Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way, down Highway 61. Fingers, said the Louis the King. I got 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Now, do you know where I could maybe get rid of these things? Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. And he said, yeah, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Now the fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too wide, and he said, come here and step in the light. Yeah, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Very bored. He was trying to create the next world war. So he found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor, who said, well, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yeah, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
There he is, our old pal Dave Alvin. He's celebrating a birthday this week, coming up on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Dave. I know he listens to the show all the time. Dave, we're done. I was going to play that song, wasn't I? Oh, well. Dave Alvin. Happy birthday. That's his version of old Bobby Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited. Dave's got a new record coming out called From an Old Guitar, Rare and Unreleased Recordings. So collecting songs that were released elsewhere and stuff you've never heard before. That should be pretty cool. We heard something in there from Lucinda Williams. She's got this Lou's Jukebox series going on the live streams. It's a ticketed thing. You buy a ticket and you go watch her do these themed shows. And the first one was a tribute to Tom Petty. It was called Running Down a Dream, a tribute to Tom Petty, as a matter of fact. And they're actually recording the live streams and then releasing them as albums. So you can go buy that on vinyl or CD. Or just get a download, and it's a full performance of Tom Petty songs. And it's pretty great, actually. 13 songs. And they're all pretty neat. We heard a face in the crowd. And a couple before that from Casey LaFerre from Elliot Brood. We heard him doing Rodney Crowell's Bluebird Wine and Iris DeMent's Let the Mystery Be. And you can find those, as well as one more, on the Bandcamp. Pretty good stuff. All right, so speaking of birthdays, coming up this week, Thursday, I think. Is it Thursday? Yeah, the day after Dave Alvin's birthday. It's old Uncle Neil's 75th birthday. 75 years of Neil Young being, a music god, really. A little sad that we can't go down to the Times Changed and have Neil Fest this year. Unfortunately, but we will hear a couple of tribute songs and send our love out to old Uncle Neil. Here's something I picked up on the Bandcamp. Our old pal Scott McCoy from the Minus Five and all kinds of other bands, you know, Young Fresh Fellows. He released a whole album of Neil Young covers on the Bandcamp. He's always good about throwing stuff on the Bandcamp for Bandcamp Day. And this time it was Neil Volume 1, a collection of 13 Neil Young covers. And he didn't go with the obvious ones either. And I'm particularly pleased that he chose this one, one of my all-time favorite Neil Young songs, one of the greatest songs ever written, if you ask me. And here he is, Scott McCoy. Tell the band to go home.
Bales. They were planting in the full moon. They had given all they had for something new. But the light of day was on them. They could see the thrashers coming, and the water shone like diamonds in the dew. I was just getting up, hit the road before it's light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun. Where the eagle glides ascending, there's an ancient river bending down the timeless gorge of changes where sleeplessness awaits. I searched out my companions, they were lost in crystal canyons when the
the aimless blade of science slashed the pearly gates. It was then I knew I'd had enough. Burned my credit card for fuel. Headed out to where the pavement turns to sand. With a one-way ticket to the land of truth and my suitcase in my hand. How I lost my friends, I still don't understand. They had the best selection. They were poisoned with protection. There was nothing that they needed. Nothing left to find. Lost in rock formations, or became park bench mutations. On the sidewalks and in the stations, they were waiting, waiting. So I got bored and left them there. They were just dead weight to me. It's better down the road without that load. Back the time when I was 8 or 9, I was watching my mama's TV. It was that great Grand Canyon rescue episode, where the vulture glides descending on an asphalt highway bending through libraries and museums, galaxies and stars. Down the windy halls of friendship, to the rose clipped by the bullwhip. The motel of lost companions waits with heated pool and bar. But me, I'm not stopping there. Got my own road left to home. Just another line in the field of time. When the thrasher comes and I'm stuck in the sun like dinosaurs in shrines, then I'll know the time has come to give what's mine.
Hey there, this is Scott McCoy of the REM Orchestra and the Minus Five and the Young Fresh Fellows, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, mighty good advice indeed, on 101.5 UMFM.
Finally Tilt your head back and try to call. Don't say nothing about the things you never saw. Let the night air cool you off. I ain't living like I should. A little rest might do me good. Got to sink in the place where I once stood. Now I ain't living like I should. Can you hear that singing? Sounds like gold. Maybe I Richard Manuel is dead. And God forbid you call their blood. Like the nightmares ain't enough. Remember when they used to think that we were tough? Now, God forbid you call them up. First they make you out to be say they know might have been real proud of me. Is that the man I want to be? And can you hear that singing? Sounds like gold. Maybe I'd make it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whether down in the valley or up on the plain, well, I wear my heart out like a weather vane. I'm an open book, I'm an easy man. Make a fool out of myself anytime I can. Love ain't easy, but it's grand. Love ain't easy when you're
the phenomenal Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I got a new covers record called Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Rendition Was In. And that was the title track, I suppose we'll say. Written by the late, great Mickey Newberry, of course. Before that, we heard Anthony DaCosta and Friends. It's billed as Elliot Rose DaCosta, doing a cover of a song by the great Matt Faulkner from South Dakota. Love Matt Faulkner. I got to find that guy one of these days. He's so great. And what a great song. Before that, a song, not really a cover, I guess. That was a bit of a strange placement, but I don't know. I threw it in there anyway. In 2014, I can't believe it was that long ago, in Muscle Shoals at the Shoals Theater, reunion of Drive-By Truckers, Mike Cooley, Patterson Hood, and former Drive-By Trucker Jason Isbell. They got together to play a bunch of their songs, just the three of them together on stage. And it was just released on the Bandcamp on Jason Isbell's site. And oh my God, it's so great. It's not cheap. I don't know why you got to pay $20 for a download, but it's worth it, I tell you. It's a beauty. We heard Danko Manuel from that fantastic live show. Something from Katie Pruitt in there. We heard Ohio. She's got two Neil Young covers out right now. Also a cover of After the Gold Rush. And off the top, Scott the Hoople, Scott McCoy, with his version of the great song Thrasher. Also, Scott was joined on that record by the guitar player from Pearl Jam. Did the jamming on that record. It's called Neil Volume 1. You can get it on the Bandcamp. Pretty swell stuff there, I have to say. What else here for you? Maybe we'll throw in a couple of quick ones. You know what? Let's do our loan request of the week. We'll throw this one in for Regina. Here's a beauty. Thanks for this one, my friend.
Tired of being alone. the butterflies flying. Contemplate the process, then maybe you would see it takes a little time. It takes a little time. It takes a little time. Oh, I know you're not here, but exist in a very intangible way.
That lady right there, her name is Amy Montgomery. We got to meet her at the Static Roots Festival a couple of years ago. She tagged along with Irish drummer Michael, who was enlisted in the Stephen Stanley Band without having ever met this Stephen Stanley Band before. She was just like this flower child. Like, it looks like those two just fell out of a VW bus somewhere. You know, she's like this Janis Joplin, like crazy hair, big voice. And she was one of the big stars of the much coveted After Hours patio jam that we have every year out there. I've been thinking about my Static Roots friends and missing them a lot, so... There's a fun memory for us. And before that, something for Regina, one of my favorite Static Roots friends. I hope you're doing well. We heard a band called Rising Appalachia, or Appalachia, depending on where they're from. Sometimes I. That was a different version than you suggested, Regina, but that one was shorter. We got to take a break, and we'll come right back with some more good stuff. Stick around till the band go home returns.